15%. Now that GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney said yesterday that his tax rate may be probably closer to 15% than anything, longtime questions about the tax code have moved to the front burner in the Republican presidential primaries. Romney also said he'd likely release his tax returns for the first time ever as a candidate, but not until April, which has his rivals howling. They want those forms out before this Saturday's primary in South Carolina. Matt Visor is the national political reporter for the Boston Globe. He's in South Carolina with the Romney campaign and was in on today's conference call.
They're really criticizing Newt Gingrich again, renewing their attacks on him, calling him, quote, an unreliable leader, which illustrates a little bit of their concern that Gingrich may be gaining traction both in South Carolina in an electorate here and on some of the attacks that they're going after Romney with.
Yeah. Did they mention the 15%, though?
No, it did not come up. Yeah. It was all focused on Gingrich from the Romney campaign this morning. Romney has a couple of events. He went to New York yesterday for a fundraiser. He's back in South Carolina this morning. We're about to hop on a bus and go to several stops throughout the day in various parts of the state. I'm sure this will be an issue that will come up again and potentially, you know, throughout the next several days.
Well, how about right now? Let's bring in Howard Gleckman. He's resident fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. We want to talk taxes with him. And Howard, we understand Americans pay taxes on their wages and salaries. They also pay taxes on income from their own investments, on dividends and capital gains. But then there's this gray area that Mitt Romney and private equity firms take advantage of. They can structure their salaries so that they're paid in taxable fees, but also in deferred profits from other people's investments. It's called carried interest. Tell us more about that.
Carried interest is the way that hedge fund managers and private equity firm managers get paid. When they do a deal, they put together an investment partnership. They bring in outside investors, and those outside investors pay them a lot of money to get into these deals. They pay them a fee, which is usually up to about 2% of the value of the investment. And they agree to give the investment partnership, the general partners like Bain Capital, they agree to give them up to 20% of the profits. When the owners of those private equity firms pay their taxes, they pay taxes on that compensation they get from their partners as if it were capital gains. So that means that they're paying at a top rate of no more than 15%. Ordinarily, if they were paid just in fees, if they were paid like the rest of us in wages and salaries, they'd be paying a top rate of up to 35%. Now, what's interesting about this is, let's say you're not a partner in a private equity firm. Let's say you're working for a bank and you're doing exactly the same kind of deal. In that case, you'd be getting a salary, and you might even get a bonus based on how your deals did. In either case, whether you get a salary or you get a bonus, you would still be paying ordinary income tax rates up to 35%.
Right. But because Mitt Romney and others at these private equity firms are allowed to accept profits from other people's investments as part of their compensation, they can use another part of the tax code.
That's right. Essentially what's happening is they are getting compensated for their role as the managers of these investment partnerships. But their compensation is paid in such a way that they only have to pay capital gains taxes on it rather than ordinary income taxes. And what's interesting about it is, normally the way people get special tax treatment for capital gains is they put their own money at risk. The idea is you are willing to risk your money. In return for that, you get special tax treatment for being willing to take that risk. In the case of these investment partnerships, what's happening is you're not risking your own money, you're risking your partner's money. But even though you are, you've structured the compensation arrangement so you still get to enjoy the low tax rates because you're paid in a way that looks like capital gains.
Not only is it not your money, but in Mitt Romney's situation, he crafted an exit deal, so that 10 years after he left the firm, he's receiving these kinds of payouts again, not on money he invested, but on money partners invested, and he can still tax that at 15%.
That's right. We don't exactly know what Romney's arrangement was with Bain Capital when he retired from there. But it appears that as one of the founders of the company, he is getting, think of it almost like a pension. He is getting this additional compensation that goes on for years and years. We don't know how many years it will go. but he essentially is getting this additional compensation, and he gets to pay the taxes on this, again, at a 15% rate, unlike the rest of us who, if we're getting our pension, our 401k or something like that, we'd be paying at ordinary income rates.
In its simplest form, it sounds as if the bottom line on this carried interest tax is that it's not money you've invested. It's essentially your job. It's work that you've done, and you're allowed to have the lower tax rate. But also, it sounds like a deferred payment. In other words, people could construct their exit bonuses so that they play out over several years and come in at this 15% rate instead of taking higher wages, which would be taxed more.
That's right. Anytime you think about taxes, it's always better to defer taxes. It's always better to pay your taxes later than sooner, because money is worth less as time goes on. There's two things to remember about this. The first thing is the carried interest compensation arrangement that Mitt Romney apparently had with Bain Capital is not at all unusual. It's completely legal, and of course some people would say that's the scandal, that it's legal. The second piece of it, which frankly we don't know very much about, is that he seems to have structured his retirement plan in such a way that he is also getting paid a draw, essentially. He's continuing to get a percentage of the deals that Bain Capital is still doing.
Well, they're,
so it's a very different world.
Right. And there are many critics of it. Warren Buffett, of course. Bob McIntyre, who's the director of the Citizens for Tax Justice, says this is just income earned from working, from deals that you made. Why should it be taxed differently from ordinary salary? But then, you know, there are supporters, Douglas Holtz Aiken and others. What do they say? How do they justify this?
Well, frankly, it's very hard to justify. I mean, the argument the supporters of this use is that this is important for capital formation, for developing new companies, that doing these investment deals is an important part of the U.S. economy. And in order to do it, they need to be compensated a lot. The counterargument is they're not putting their own money at risk. They're putting somebody else's money at risk. And the idea of low capital gains taxes is you get to enjoy a low tax when you risk your own money to make an investment. That's not what these guys are doing.
Risking somebody else's.
They're risking somebody else's money.
Well, by the way, the supporters, and I'm reading a quote from Douglas Holtz Aiken, John McCain's economic advisor in 2008, and of course with the Congressional Budget Office before that. But he's quoted in the Globe today saying, another criticism of this tax rate, which is that people like Mitt Romney were already taxed on their wages, so they shouldn't be taxed again on profit from investment. But again, as you point out, this wasn't his money that was invested. It was other investors.
Yeah, I don't even understand that argument, because they weren't paid wages on this. They were
right.
Only paid the capital gains. This one is very hard to justify. Even some people in the industry recognize, when you talk to them privately, that this is a very sweet deal they have. It's worth massive amounts of money, but it's probably not very equitable. The other day, the Carlyle Group, which is one of the biggest private equity companies in the country, announced that it's going to go public. And in order to do that, it had to put out a financial disclosure. And it was one of the first times we've had a chance to see how the compensation of partners in a big private equity firm is structured. And the way it was structured was the founders of this company took out very small, by their standards, very small salaries of just a couple of million dollars. They took bonuses of a few million dollars more, both of those taxed at ordinary income rates, and then they took carried interest compensation of $135 million. Their compensation was clearly structured only for the reason of reducing their taxes. It raises a question of, do we want to have a tax system that allows people to manipulate the form of their compensation so that they can reduce their taxes, compared to somebody else who's doing exactly the same kind of work, who, because of the nature of their firm, can't do the same thing?
Well, briefly, his rivals, Mitt Romney's rivals on the campaign trail, are howling about this, but what are they proposing in their plans? We understand some of them are proposing even lowering this kind of tax from 15%.
Well, Newt Gingrich, who has been the largest critic, the most vocal critic of what Romney was trying to do, is talking about having a zero capital gains rate. Many of the critics of this would make this even more beneficial. When you look at the taxes that very, very high income people pay. In fact, they pay an average tax rate of all their federal taxes of about 29 or 30%. So typically, very high income people actually do pay their fair share of taxes. The exception is people who make lots of money and make most of that money from investment income.
Howard Gluckman, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.